cross over to our next story. We're looking at a Palestinian fisherman shot by Israeli Navy 2 weeks ago, has died from his gunshot wounds in the Gaza Strip. Now, Gaza's health ministry spokesman says the death of fisherman Imad Shukri Salem was announced on Sunday morning. Salem was shot in the chest by Israeli troops in a naval vessel while he was fishing off of the coast of the northern Gaza Strip. The 52-year-old fisherman underwent surgery, but his condition deteriorated over time. Israel doesn't allow Gazan fishermen to go beyond 6 nautical miles from shore. Israeli troops frequently shoot at Palestinians if they get close to that limit. I'm going to cross over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, good to have you with us. Please fill us in on this latest situation of another Palestinian dying.
Yes, Marzia, 2 weeks ago, this man took his fishing rod on the beach of northern Gaza, tried to catch some fish, and all of a sudden, Israeli naval forces shot him in the chest. He fought for his life for the past 2 weeks. But this morning, the Ministry of Health announced his death. It's not the first time that Israeli naval forces shoot people. They shoot people and fishermen on the shore of Gaza and also at sea. Israel allows fishermen to fish up to 6 nautical miles, but even at 3 nautical miles or 4 nautical miles, they shoot them. Basically, during the so-called Oslo agreements, Palestinians were supposed to fish up to 20 nautical miles. Israel only allowed them to fish up to 12 nautical miles until 2008. But when the war, the first Israeli war in Gaza started at the turn of 2009 and late 2008, Israel prevented Palestinian fishermen in Gaza from fishing. And right after the war, around the middle of January 2009, mm-hmm. Only allowed them to fish up to 3 nautical miles. So that tax on fishermen and people getting into the sea in Gaza almost take place almost on a daily basis.
Well, for example, let me just jump in here. We're looking at it according to international law. Let's look at the legality of basically Israel being able to limit exactly how far that these fishermen can go in the waters near Gaza Strip. From an international perspective, basically, what is being said? How are they able to get away with this day after day?
Well, Marzieh, the Israel, the Tel Aviv regime, enjoy the protection from the United States of America and some other Western countries. And this is what gives Israel the green light to continue with its violations against Palestinians, whether Palestinian fishermen, Palestinian farmers, or regular Palestinian civilians. The attacks on Palestinians take place on a daily basis. Israeli incursions take place on Gaza on a daily basis. And also we have the situation with the ongoing Israeli blockade since 2007. We have a population of over 1.8 million people living in Gaza, and Israel prevents fishermen from fishing. As we all know, fish is a very rich source of animal protein, mm-hmm. and Israel is only hurting the nutrition of the people in Gaza. We're talking a population of where at least 55% of it are under the age of 18. As I was mentioning earlier, yesterday, one of the violations, of the grave Israeli violations, yesterday, 3 girls drowned in northern Gaza as they were swimming, and Israeli naval forces prevented medics and rescuers from rescuing the girls, and that led to their death.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Very sad situation in Gaza Strip. Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon.